So I joined the Army on the 19th of May of 1980. And after I got processed in, I was told that if you're going to be in this unit, you're going to learn stuff. And they signed me up for an Army correspondence course on map reading.
Hey, this is Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and today we're starting off with the story of John Millard and one very special map.
It's a topographical map. Its scale is 1 to 50,000, and up until about 2012, everybody in the Army knew the Tenino map sheet.
Tenino is a little town in Thurston County, about 30 miles southwest of Joint Base Lewis-McChord. But it's also kind of an imaginary place. Millions of people who have never set foot there can picture Tenino's every back road, every hill, every water feature. And that's because for decades, this was the map the Army used to teach basic military map reading. When he was a private in Maryland, Millard studied a map of Tenino. And years later, when he was an officer in California, he taught soldiers using a map of Tenino. So you might think it'd be easier to learn from a map of wherever you were at the moment, but in the Army, at least, you studied Tenino. So why?
Because it's difficult. And it's the Army. So if there's a hard way to do it, we're going to find it.
What makes the map so hard? Well, first of all, Tenino has a lot of topography. There are saddles and ridges, depressions, spurs. The contour lines squiggle all over the page like a plate of spaghetti.
I would describe this area as densely vegetated, compartmented.
Second, Tenino has a lot of other stuff. That means many, many tiny icons to memorize.
Is it a school? Is it a church? Is it a water mill? Is it a windmill? Is it a mine with a vertical shaft? Is it a mine with a horizontal shaft?
Finally, there's one more reason the military likes to use this particular map. For this kind of thing, the Army doesn't use latitude and longitude or GPS coordinates. They use their own special grid to match up map points to the real world. It's just one of those disconnects between military and civilian life that can make it hard to translate back and forth. And because of a quirk of Tenino's geography, you have to do some calculating to get your compass and map lines to sync up. Getting it wrong can have big consequences. At worst, death. At best, blisters. It is a tricky map. Millard retired from the Army in 2010, but he hangs on to a copy of the Tenino map sheet.
Okay, Northcraft Mountain on this map would be located at Echo Gulf.
Even if he didn't still have a copy of the map, Millard would have no trouble picturing every detail of this town. That's because, in a twist of fate, John Millard actually lives on this map. Ever since he moved to Tenino in 1999, he's gotten a kick out of telling Army friends where he lives.
The same one? Yeah, it's a real place.
Today on Sound Effect, our theme is getting there. Stories of what happens on the way. Back now to John Millard and the story of how this page of symbols and coordinates suddenly became his real-life three-dimensional hometown. Sound Effect's Posey Gruner picks up the tale.
John Millard wasn't trying to move to Tenino. It just kind of ended up that way. This was back in 1999. He'd been assigned to Fort Lewis, and he and his family needed a place to live. They had some requirements. South of Fort Lewis, but within commuting distance. Above a floodplain, but not on a hill. Out in the open, so they could see who was coming. And more than one way in and out. Beyond that, the search was up to Millard's wife. And while he was away in Korea, she found it.
And I said, oh, great, where is it? And she said, it's in Tenino. I said, great, our address is going to be a grid coordinate.
He points it out on the map.
So my house would be located at Echo Gulf, 09.
It was a strange twist of fate.
So that'll get you within 100 meters. And our house is a very bright green. If you're within 100 meters of our house, you would know it.
Millard and his wife had fun with it. In the years after they moved to Tenino, they'd go on special little excursions, looking for spots that they'd only known as little icons on the map.
We'd go to the beach, and on the way back, we'd find a back road, and, you know, the Oregon Trail marker on Highway 507. There it is! We found it, you know.
They drove to other spots just to see if they were as beautiful as their names.
Violet Prairie, Cozy Valley, the lookout tower on Crawford Mountain. It's all there.
There was one spot, though, that they just couldn't find. A spot that is definitely not on civilian maps.
A machine gun bunker abandoned, and it is on the west side of the Olympia Municipal Airport.
When Army friends learned where Millard and his wife lived, they got a kick out of it, too.
Hey, this is John, and he lives in Tenino. Really?
But here's the thing. It didn't work the other way around. When Tenino residents learned that Millard was an Army veteran, nobody got any particular kick out of it. In fact, most people had no idea that Tenino was Army famous. And that is odd, because like most small towns, Tenino is just bursting with pride. They have markers to celebrate their old sandstone quarry, a museum exhibit on the town's Depression-era wooden money, a whole book about how the town got its name. But the fact that for 30 years, their town played a part in national defense, the fact that millions of Army veterans know their name, seems to Millard that most people he meets have no idea.
I've been educating them. I think most of them don't. Not that Tenino doesn't have its share of veterans. It certainly does. But by and large, you know, as a percentage of the country, veterans are really relatively small in number. So the kids don't know.
It revealed a massive gulf right in the middle of the town, one that wasn't on the map.
I don't think the vast majority of our countrymen know the value that the country gets from having people serve in uniform. And I'm not talking about shooting things and killing people and all that kind of stuff. It's about living a certain lifestyle, living a certain creed, understanding that you're part of something that's bigger than you are and that you have a role to play in it. And the kind of good that comes out of it, what the military puts back into society is people that can plan, people that can think, people that can be where they're supposed to be on time. You know, it's just all that little stuff.
But then, on Veterans Day in 2018, something special happened. Tenino was dedicating a new veterans memorial, and a 3-star Army general came over from Joint Base Lewis-McChord to help dedicate it. And he brought the city of Tenino a present.
And what he brought to us, and you're welcome to come to City Hall and see it, is a framed copy of this map along with the First Corps crest and the First Corps patch and a very nice plaque.
The Tenino map sheet now hangs in City Hall, and anyone walking by can study the map and find Violet Prairie, Cozy Valley, and the machine gun bunker abandoned. Millard is retired from the Army. He has a civilian job now as Tenino City Clerk, and he works at City Hall. Every once in a while, he sees someone walk past the map. Someone who clearly has no idea. He likes to watch as they do a double take, lean in for a closer look, and then, bing, the light bulb goes on.
That story from Sound Effects' Posey Gruner.